Weekday mornings with Jason Mohammed on BBC Radio Wales.
3 or 4 years ago, I became very ill. You might have seen me. I'd lost 7 stone in weight. I was very desperately ill. I was in Harley Street for 9 weeks. I was at death's door. And I went to go. Gabe took me down to Treco Bay and somebody had painted over my caravan queer in paint over it. And I fell to my knees and I got worse.
Whilst you were
and
away.
Worse. Whilst I was ill. Whilst I was very, very ill. I've had nasty things painted on my mother's house. It's
How do you
nasty.
Cope with that, Chris?
I don't cope with it. I don't cope with it. I really don't cope. I've got lots of connections with Spain. I went back to Spain to live for 22 years. I felt for the first time in my life relief when I went to Spain.
Let's go to Andrew Davis. Andrew, what's your reaction to Chris's stories?
Well, I've been through quite a few of the incidents that Chris has talked about.
What's happened to you then, Andrew?
Whenever I appeared on, I've done quite a few TV shows. I've done the Welsh News, I've done Hacio on SOC, and I've been talking about hate crime. And whenever I did actually appear on these programmes, I'd get a flood of hate mail sent to me. And it actually got to the point where they actually killed my cat and told me to move out of the area and take your stinking AIDS disease away with you. So, yeah, you know, everything that Chris is saying, but I can totally understand that I have been through it myself.
Andrew, are these people you know or are these people who write to you or abuse you anonymously?
Always anonymously. These people haven't got the guts to actually put their name at the end of a letter. I wish they would, so that I could actually confront them and actually give them something to hate me for. Because at the moment, they don't know me. And if they, you know, if they want to hate me, at least have the decency to actually get to know me first and then hate me.
Weekday mornings with Jason Mohammed on BBC Radio Wales.